All right, this is a detailed treatment, an expose, a refutation, and an analysis of Republic Broadcasting show host and alternative media figure in the 9/11 truth movement, Alan Watt. His website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. He has written books, has produced CDs and DVDs, and granted numerous interviews to alternative media talk show hosts in an effort to, in his mind, expose the New World Order and basically get inside the minds of the secret society members and expose how they deceive people and control the masses, if you will. He has appeared on the Alex Jones Show, the Jeff Rentz Show, various Republic shows or Patriot shows such as Republic Broadcasting, the Genesis Communications Network. He's even appeared on Professing Christian Bill Beagle's show. That's a bit of a joke there. But also Dr. Stan Monteith's Radio Liberty show, and I'd really like to get a hold of that one. Of course, I would have little faith that Stan Monteith would grill him on the faith based on his past shows. But to keep this succinct, I'm basically here to expose this guy as not just a heretic, but potentially as a New World Order infiltrator into the Patriot movement, to expose the ridiculous lies that he's made about my faith as a Christian, but also to show to non-Christians, people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, people who are atheists, agnostics, Islamic, Jewish, what have you, that he is intellectually dishonest and frequently acts to suppress any debate or requests for evidence of his claims concerning religions. Now, to me, he's pretty much new on the horizon. I've only heard him for the past year or so, and I started to hear his show on low-power FMs here in Austin. And by the way, if anybody wants to email me with questions or comments, my email address is jeff@shortwavewars.com. That's jeff@shortwavewars.com, and let me know what you think. But I had listened to him for a while and was finding truth and a lot of interest in his efforts to expose the secret societies, especially in Britain of the last several hundred years. But when it got into anything to do with the history of religion, his claims started to go to the outrageous, and he would make blanket claims to the tune of all religions are invented by the elite. All of them, not just you know, the ones that aren't Abrahamic religions or not the ones that aren't Christian. No, all the religions were invented by the elite with the purposes of controlling the minds and the wills of the masses. And so I tried to be objective in my analysis of his work, but found his claims, especially the ones he made a while back on the George Norrie show on Coast to Coast, to be absolutely ridiculous. And so that's what we're going to deal with here. I want to show that he is un-American and unpatriotic. Now, he lives in Canada, but I'm just talking about the spirit with which he puts his information out and the way he reacts to anybody that disagrees with him. He browbeats people and he censors his callers. Number two, I want to show how he fits the profile of a secret society infiltrator. I want to show the uncontested evidence against his slanderous and libelous claims about the history of Christianity and of the Israelites. Number four, I want to basically show that I've sent emails to this guy ahead of time to give him a chance to clarify his statements before I finally confronted him on the air. And finally, just a formal request to everybody out there, Christian or not, who cares about the issue of truth and who wants to objectively review the evidence of our past to find evidence of infiltration and control by the New World Order. I am here to basically say this guy is not doing the job. And he's not only not doing the job, he's trying to suppress people that are going to search out the truth and try and make up their mind, their own minds for themselves what the truth is. This guy is an enemy of the truth, and I think the evidence will show it. The first thing I want to do is play a brief audio clip of Alan's past statements, just so that we get a perspective here, or a starting point. Let me just add here a little bit of perspective and justification for what I'm doing here. As we in the whole truth movement put forth the energy every week to fight and expose the New World Order, the fruits of our labors are being undone by people like Alan Watt and Michael Tsarion. And so I'm hereby exposing this call-censoring, brow-beating, bullying, truth-suppressing, and free speech-killing individual who is acting like a child. Really, in effect, he's acting like a secret society member in the final analysis, but who is obviously no friend to the spirit of the American Constitution or the 9/11 truth movement. So, for me, for one who has tried to put his neck on the line all these years for all of our freedoms, at least conscientiously, serving my country overseas as a former Marine officer, and one who personally witnessed the devastation and the destruction of the Twin Towers on 9/11. I was only 5.5 blocks away, folks. I was in the Cosmopolitan Hotel on 95 West Broadway, and Flight 11 flew right over my head while I was shaving. So ever since that day, I promised myself to seek out the truth and get to the source of the evil that changed my life that day. And that was before I was saved as a born-again Christian. We can talk about that some other time. But that search led me to Patriot programs here in Austin, especially the Republic Broadcasting Network and the Genesis Communications Network, where I learned the truth about the New World Order. And it was Alex Jones with his Larry Silverstein piece that finally woke me up to what was going on, because I was in the right-wing paradigm prison for my mind. I was in that paradigm and trapped in it. And so I finally woke up. Alan Watt comes along years later, repeatedly censoring callers and suppressing evidence refuting his wild claims and fulfilling the very words of Albert Pike, the master mason and architect of the New World Order, by convincing uneducated, dumbed-down Americans that Jesus and the Israelites never even existed. Not that he wasn't a messiah. No, it's that he never existed at all. We live in a twilight zone age here, folks. I mean, we've got stuff coming over from the British Isles, movements called the Great Rethinking. We've got a conference coming up here this very month in Southern California at the Crystal Cathedral, where George Bush and Rupert Murdoch are going to sit down with Gestapo Christian leaders and tell us how to rethink our faith. I am not kidding. Go to rethinkconference.com if you don't believe me. But we have a world that is increasingly, or a country that's increasingly ruled by the British elite. And whether it's the secret societies or the British wealthy elite, or whether you want to look at the fact that people like Queen Elizabeth probably own more land in this country than anybody else, or if you want to look at some of the major media publications in this country, like The Economist magazine owned by the British elite, promoted widely here in the U.S., even though it's a global magazine, or if you want to look at a magazine owned by the same holding company that is supposedly an American magazine, and that is Roll Call. That is the big Inside the Beltway magazine. Roll Call is owned by Pearson LLC, which is owned by this obscure British lord, believe it or not. So our minds are being flooded with information framed and controlled and corralled by the British elite and the secret societies, the very people we fought a war over to get them the heck out of our country, and now they're coming back. And you got these arrogant scumbags like Alan Watt coming to tell us that our faith doesn't exist. So I'm sick of it. So anyways, I'm going to do this and do this brief treatment on Alan Watt and move on in my life, but I want to make sure that all the cards get laid on the table and that all of you can think for yourselves and make up your own minds about this guy and take action if you feel called to do so. So here is the audio recording of Alan Watt being questioned by George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM about the Knights Templar. And Alan Watt begins to basically go into his unbelievable lie about what he maintains is the source of Christianity and Judaism as a religion.
Do you think the Knights Templar ever found or hid the Ark of the Covenant?
I don't think so in that respect. The Ark itself is nothing to do with people think it is. It's the Ark that the sun makes across the sky. That's what it was. That's what it really was. The people in the Bible are all allegories for different things that happen within nature, including the movements of the zodiac. The 12 tribes are simply the 12 constellations. Moses was the sun going through them. Same with Jacob. The same thing with Jesus, in fact. It's the same story given out for the exoteric rendition for the people and the esoteric for the higher priesthoods.
Now, you don't think that those individuals existed?
They were all celestial. It's always the eternal heavenly story. It pre-existed traditional Judaism by millennia.
He goes on to say that Judaism was invented by was basically borrowed by the Hindus. Offers no evidence for any of this garbage, but we're actually just supposed to believe it. So let's talk about his actual censorship of callers here. Alan Watt, RBN host of Cutting Through the Matrix, the secret society expert, was confronted by me on air twice last week, 9 and 11 January 2008, concerning his claims that Jesus, Israel, and Moses were all somehow celestial allegories and didn't really exist. So I confronted Alan Watt on the air on his 7 p.m. show, and you can listen for yourself in the upcoming clip how fair you think he was. This show is still available on the Republic Archives. Both calls that I'm going to go over are near the second half of hour of his show. But basically, I'm not here to stifle Alan Watt's free speech, but I am here to defend the speech of us all, speech that he is afraid for others to hear. So I just want to get on the record what I told him last Wednesday and I tried to tell him the following Friday and what his response was. So let's play this clip here where I actually try to confront him with some actual evidence.
Bye now. Bye. Now I've got Jeff from Texas. Are you there, Jeff?
Hello? I have a comment and a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new to your material, and I've been trying to catch up by listening to your archive interviews.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your efforts to expose the history of, you know, the New World Order over the last 1,000 years. But it seems that when it comes to the subject of classical or ancient history,
uh-huh.
Your claims get really outrageous. And I was shocked to hear on your George Norrie Coast to Coast interview that you claim that Jesus never existed and that the 12 tribes...
Well, you see, I'm not going into a biblical discussion or debate with people's beliefs here, okay?
No, I'm talking
Number one, you know yourself that there's been many, many people before sun gods who die for the world, the sun does it every day. You know the mother is always a virgin. You know all this stuff. I don't have to explain this to you.
No, I'm talking about the primary historical record.
I'm not going into it to what a belief is about. It's a belief system.
No, this is...
called a belief system. It's not fact. It's a belief system.
I understand. This is called
which is based on faith, right?
Can
it's
you
faith
hear me
beliefs based.
Am I cut off here?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go into a debate about your belief system.
Yeah. Can I talk? Can I say something?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about the actual annals of Rome. I'm talking about the writings of Tacitus.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about people like Lucian of Samosata. I'm talking about Eusebius. And I'm
Talking but we also know that a lot of that stuff was redoctored many centuries later.
No, the annals of...
And that's another thing, you see. They doctored them all, too, in the Vatican. We know that.
No, the annals of Tacitus were not doctored by the Vatican. Neither
but the thing is, what you're trying to get at is to justify what you believe in. And that's where religion belongs, is what you want to believe. And people, and there's enough evidence, pro and con, to keep the battle going on forever. That's why it boils down to faith for the individual believer.
You have specific proof that the...
Okay, we'll go on to the next one.
Okay, so at that point I was unceremoniously cut off. It's obvious that when he is requested to produce any actual evidence supporting his ridiculous claim, that he cuts somebody off. I mean, I'm not asking this guy for a whole book. I'm just asking him for any piece of actual primary historical evidence, being it writing, artifact, what have you, that anything he says is true. And obviously, he can't stand it. And by the way, that comment about the ark being the ark that the Ark of the Covenant being the ark that the sun makes across the sky. I mean, who does this guy think we are? A bunch of grade schoolers? Anybody can get a Strong's Concordance and find out that the word for ark in the ancient Hebrew is pronounced tabah, and it doesn't rhyme with anything to do with the word ark, A-R-C. So these kinds of completely unsupported, ridiculous accusations, I believe this guy gets from other books by occultists and from things he learned when he was in secret societies. And you can even listen to the second half of his show from last Friday, where he admits he was involved, had correspondence, what have you, with people that were involved with secret societies. He said it on previous shows that he was involved with secret societies and asked to go join the higher levels. Place you want to go to, whether it's YouTube or whatever, you can find these types of clips. And so this guy clearly has no education in this particular field of study and has no business making these claims. So I'm going to play the next clip when I try to get him the next week and let you decide for yourself when he and the following caller were cut off merely for trying to get him to cough up any relevant evidence to his ridiculous claims.
But I want to follow up. I called in Wednesday, and I'd like to just talk about what you alleged last Wednesday.
It's not religion, is it?
Well, no, it's about history.
No, it's about religion.
Yeah, no, but I'd like
we'll take the next caller.
Answer a very specific question and not browbeat me.
Let's take the next caller. I will not talk about your religion under any guise.
So Alan unceremoniously cuts me off. He can't bear to have any facts laid out. He accuses me of talking about religion, yet he spends the bulk of his programs telling me that my religion has been fabricated. Utter hypocrisy. But then this caller by the name of Lucas calls in, which I'll play briefly the intro, and then he goes in to ask him about his associations with the other New Age gurus, so to speak, in the 9/11 truth movement. I think he's talking about Tsarion, but there's no names actually given. But his second question, Lucas asks Alan why he cut me off and why he can't stand to have any actual facts stated. And once again, Alan cuts this next guy off unceremoniously as well. It's just so telling that this guy has no grasp of ancient or classical history, cannot defend his wild statements. It's clear that this guy's statements are based on belief and not fact, and yet he says he won't discuss belief. So I don't need to belabor the point, but here's Lucas's intro and then his second question where he gets cut off.
So go on to Lucas from Seattle.
Hello?
Hello, Lucas.
Hi, Alan. Nice to be on the show.
It's a pleasure.
I guess, let's see, what was I going to ask you about? Oh, yes. I would like to get your views on the importance of integrity and transparency when it comes to gurus and teachers in the 9/11 truth movement. I would like to know why it is you can't seem to answer any questions when it comes to your stance on Jesus being a mythical figure.
Because I could spend about 2 months giving you history lessons, including the exoteric, long before the Christian version. I could give you the esoteric and the esoteric, but I won't do it.
You don't seem to have any proof. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is you can't prove anything.
Well, belief.
That's why you don't want to talk about it.
Belief and faith boils down.
It's not about faith, it's about the historical record.
let me speak here.
And that's what Jeff was talking about before you cut him off.
No, that guy's been bugging me for a few weeks here with emails and everything.
I know he's a persistent fellow.
Well, look, I told him I don't need, and he should be quite happy with that, him to force me to go along with his belief.
I don't think he's forcing you. He's just asking you where the proof is, and that's a
he hasn't
proof
read
question.
Botanists or any of the other
proof.
Authors, I'm sure, that go into all the pre-Christian sons of God and their virgin mothers.
Yeah, but that's already been debunked by various people. J.P. Holding, tectonics.org.
Oh, I know.
He's debunked every one of these
but
theories
the fact
by
is,
Carnap
why should I waste
and all
my
these
time
other theorists.
Cut him off, will you?
Okay, well, I believe that was Lucas Allen of newworldexposure.blogspot.com. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Thank you, Lucas, for your help. And thank you to J.P. Holding of tectonics.org and also to Beit Shalom Ministries, the two guys over there, Brother Elliot and Brother Raymond, that have been putting together documentaries exposing people just like Alan Watt and these people coming out with DVDs like The God Who Wasn't There and Zeitgeist, showing that all of these claims are based on older claims by occultists and not actual history. All right, so getting back to Mr. Watt here, this guy, whether or not you're a Christian, I would assume that as leaders in this whole movement, that you are about getting the truth out, no matter where it leads, and that freedom of speech should not be infringed. I mean, if people call into a network and want to bring forth evidence in support of their claims and politely challenge the statements of hosts, then let them. I mean, heck, I thought this was America, not communist Russia. Now let's move on. My second claim here, how Alan fits the profile of a secret society infiltrator. Let me be clear that it is my personal opinion that Watt is an infiltrator, and I have no proof. Nonetheless, here are my evidences and reasons for this claim. British secret societies have, ever since the American Revolution, attempted to infiltrate, delude, demoralize, and control the citizens of the free states of America. They infiltrate under pretenses, whether false or not, with the attempt at subverting our beliefs, especially our individual faiths. Alan has admitted on air on more than one occasion of his involvement, his amount of involvement obviously is secret and unspecified, his involvement with secret societies, and that he was even offered an opportunity to move to higher levels in those secret societies, and also asked to, quote, push the alien agenda. The most recent admission was on last Friday's call to a caller, to this Lucas individual, Lucas Allen. You can see from his own bio at cuttingthroughthematrix.com that Allen, he publishes written works on religious subjects under pseudonyms, titles that he does not share on the website. So what were those book titles, Alan? I want to know what your pseudonyms were. I want to know what those book titles were. And I want to go and find out what you claimed in those books. You're all about getting the message out, aren't you? Aren't you about the truth movement, man? Two, he is primarily a musician and not a professor of history or mythology or politics. He provides no resume, no transcript, nothing. Now, I am not an expert in history. I am not a professor. I'm not a doctor. I do have a degree in international studies from a very respected institution, the Virginia Military Institute, and I did have to study ancient history and know the methods for studying ancient history because I had to be trained as a Marine officer in the study of ancient warfare, like the battles of Cannae, the Punic Wars, the Roman phalanx, the Swiss pike, etc., etc. So I have a broad idea and understanding of what is and is not accepted as the secular body of history. Now, I'm not even talking about the history of the Bible and what Christian belief is, mainstream or otherwise. I'm talking about what secular academia accepts. I'm talking about the same secular academia that was pro Da Vinci Code. Even the Da Vinci Code didn't try to say Jesus never existed. Give me a break. Okay, so let's move on here. My third little claim here is he provides zero evidence of formal education in classical or ancient history. And so finally, my point on this is anyone who has studied Albert Pike knows that the Masonic plan is to destroy all religions and finally atheism as well, and then bring in the one-world Luciferian religion, which I believe ultimately will be the whole starseed conspiracy. But more on that later. Albert Pike here, born August 15th, 1871. I want to read a letter from Pike to Mazzini. This is well known here. He says, "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm which, in all its horror, will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens, forced to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will form direction and leadership, anxious for an ideal, but without knowledge where to render its adoration, will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view, a manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time." Enough evidence for you folks. All right, my third point, the uncontested evidence. I want to go over the uncontested evidence against Alan Watts' slanderous and libelous claims about the historicity of Jesus and the Israelites. Included here is basically an actual quote in this analysis by Tacitus in the Annals of Rome. All right, and this is Book 15, Section 44 here in the Annals of Tacitus. This is unchallenged, undisputed history. Okay, folks. Okay, so Tacitus says, "To dispel the rumor, Nero substituted as culprits and treated with the most extreme punishments some people, popularly known as Christians, whose disgraceful activities were notorious. The originator of that name, Christus, which is Latin, basically from where we get Christ, had been executed when Tiberius was emperor by order of the procurator Pontius Pilatus, But the deadly cult, though checked for a time, was now breaking out again, not only in Judea, the birthplace of this evil, but even throughout Rome, where all the nasty and disgusting ideas from all over the world pour in and find a ready following." And I'm sure that's what Alan Watt thinks of those who actually believe in the actual historical record that Jesus existed, and especially those who are Christians, that we are nasty and disgusting, at least in our minds. Now, I want to share a very brief email from Dr. Paul L. Meyer. That's spelled M-A-I-E-R, and you can check him out on the web. Dr. Paul L. Meyer is an expert in classical and ancient history, and he was responsible for an important translation of the Church History by Eusebius. And you can get the book, Church History, that was translated by Dr. Meyer, and read it for yourself about the history of the early church. And he actually responded to an email I sent to him, and I wanted to ask him about non-Christian sources about the ancient Israelites, because I'm trying to be intellectually honest here and say, okay, for the secular folks who don't want to read the Bible, what is in the actual historical record by non-Israelite peoples about the Israelites? Were they celestial beings that were made up by the elite? Well, let's see what Dr. Meyer says. He says, "Hello, Jeff. You're right about, quote, no one knows history anymore, unquote. This is simply tragic, and it leads to the imbecility of those who say there were not 12 tribes of Israel or that Moses never existed. All such people do is to parade out their total ignorance for all to see, and you can tell them that a professor of ancient history told you that. Exclamation point. All surrounding countries in the ancient world mention the Israelites. In Egypt, the Merneptah stela boasts, quote, Israel, his seed is wasted, unquote, meaning they conquered them. They are also cited by Herodotus. Herodotus was considered, by the way, the father of ancient history, of ancient secular history. I'll continue with his email here. He says, and all subsequent ancient classical authors. To the east, not only the Assyrian references, but the famous Cyrus Sohander records how he permitted the Jews to return to Babylon, from Babylon to Jerusalem, in total parallel to the biblical record, and so forth and so on. All the best, Paul L. Meyer. And by the way, you can check out the Merneptah Stela yourself. It's spelled M-E-R-N-E-P-T-A-H. and there's a Wikipedia entry on it, and it's basically undeniable evidence that during the reign of Amenhotep III, the peoples that were conquered by him were listed on this stela, and one of those peoples were the Israelites. All right, so there you go. There's the hardcore proof, and I challenge Alan Watt to come out and try and challenge this with any of his so-called proof, if he even has any. Apparently he doesn't, because he's too afraid to answer my questions. Now, my fourth little point here is I sent two different emails ahead of time to Alan at the address on his website, trying to give him a chance, because I don't know this guy. I wanted to give him a chance to clarify his statements before I confronted him on the air. And so I basically read him about Tacitus, and I also gave him a quote to Beit Shalom Ministries and also to Tectonics.org, a JP Holdings site, and that's spelled TEKTONICS.org. And he refutes all of the occultic authors of the 18th and 19th centuries that said the same sort of thing that Alan Watt is saying now, that Jesus really is an invention or a copy from older sources, and that in fact all of this religious dogma and nonsense, according to them, is all basically esoteric and symbolological or symbolic of the heavenly bodies, the zodiac, if you will. And so finally, we get to my last point here, a formal request here to all of these so-called truth media, truth movement, 9/11 truth movement hosts, to help expose this fraud artist who calls himself Alan Watt. So I urge all of these leaders who care about the truth to systematically expose utter enemies of the truth, such as Alan Watt, whose popularity on the internet, along with Michael Tsarian, has been really taking off lately. Even if you're not Christian, and this is my last point here, even if you're not a Christian, if you let people stifle free speech that you hate, they will soon stifle your own speech. And that's all I have to say. God bless you all.